Thanks for coming to the Alder District 20 Alder Candidate Forum. The candidates, of course, are Dave Blom and Matt Fair. And our moderator today is Priscilla Thane from the League of Women Voters. This is being brought to you by three of the area District 20 neighborhoods. Meadowood, Midville Heights, and Orchard Ridge. Now, Denise Lamb is going to be timing the answers. At the beginning, we'll have there'll be an opening statement and a closing statement of 3 minutes apiece for the candidates. And then, when questions are asked, they'll only have 2 minutes to answer the questions. If you have a need to go to the bathrooms, by the way, it's right out here. Out there, and the women's are around back. We have obviously coffee and cookies. Please take as much as you want. We seem to have quite a bit there. During this process, you were given note cards to write your questions on, and Lisa has some note cards there, and we have pencils. And then Lisa and I will be collecting those, and then organizing them because there may be some common questions, and then we'll ask Priscilla to ask the questions of the candidate. Any further things we need to say before we go?
I would just like to say thank you to the Orchard Ridge UCC Church and the congregation for allowing us to hold this forum here. And they also, just a reminder, the Southwest Community Farmers Market will be starting up soon. So, and it's located right here in this parking lot. Right.
Good morning. I'm Priscilla Thane from the League of Women Voters of Dane County, and I will be your moderator today. The election is April 5th, 2011. I'd like to thank the sponsoring organizations. And each candidate will be asked to give an opening statement of 3 minutes each. They have drawn the order in which they go by cards. Questions should be issue-based, and personal or political attacks will not be read. Please turn off your cell phones and hold your applause till the end. Now we should start with our opening statements of 3 minutes each. Dave Glum, will you go first, please?
Yeah, I don't know that we need a microphone. I've never needed one, so I'm going to start by saying thank you to the neighborhood associations, Midvale Heights, Orchard Ridge, Meadowood, and also a big thank you to the League of Women Voters and you, Priscilla, for agreeing to be the moderator this morning. I also want to thank Pastor Boyd and the folks here at the UCC Church for making this facility available. They've got a great construction project on here.
We're not hearing well, thank you.
All right, most of all, I want to thank the UCC Church for allowing us the opportunity to meet here. It goes without saying that the people who are here are committed to District 20, and I want to thank you personally for coming, because it proves again your commitment to picking a representative for District 20 on the City Council. I'm going to start by saying that as I've traveled the district since the first of the year, I've been asked many times, why are you running for office? The answer is easy. I was asked by many of my neighbors and my friends to step forward and represent them. I'm humbled by their support and their faith. I've lived in the district for, my wife corrected me, 40 years, not 39, because we moved here in February of 1971. And for that entire time, I've lived in District 20. I'm committed to the area. I've raised two children in this area. My wife and I hope to continue to live here as long as the good Lord allows. I'd like to take a minute to share with you the top issues that you've shared with me at your doors and in your homes. The first concern is about taxes and the city spending more than they have. The second is crime, public safety, and quality of life. The third is jobs and business development. Other issues include protecting the delivery of basic services like police, fire, EMS, affordable and effective transportation, and housing. I hope that we will have the opportunity to get into these issues in detail and address the concerns that you have. I understand the issues, concerns, and needs of you, my neighbors in District 20. I've made a commitment to the area, helping to organize and moderate the public safety and crime meeting that was held at St. Maria Goretti back in 2007. I testified in support of 30 new police officers, the chronic nuisance ordinance, testified for the development of the Hy-Vee grocery store at Westgate, which will create 400 jobs, testified in support of the Meadowood Neighborhood Center, attended the Madison Police Academy to know better what the police face in dealing with crime issues in the area, and also worked on the Beltline Verona Road Corridor Study Committee put together by the state.
Mr. Fair, your opening statement, please.
Well, I'd like to just, first of all, echo all the thanks that Dave already gave out to the neighborhood associations for helping put this on, to UCC for giving us the facility, and to you, Priscilla, for being the moderator. We appreciate it. And of course, everybody for coming. Thank you. So my name is Matt Fair, and before I go on any further, I want to recognize my wife, Connie, who's in the audience, and I have some other family members here, and I appreciate that. My wife and I moved into the Meadowood neighborhood because it's an affordable, safe place with a high quality of life, and a good place to raise our kids. And I'm running for city council because I want to make sure it stays that way. Pretty much as soon as I moved into the area, I began getting involved in the neighborhood. I became pretty involved with public health revitalization efforts. I founded a committee to renovate Meadowood Park, which we've been pretty successful, and we're going to break ground in June to do that. I helped organize community suppers. I'm on the Southwest Community Organizing Committee, which actually just won an award by the city. We've worked on several issues. Our main issue is to try to bring a community organizer here to the neighborhood. But I've also gone around and knocked on a lot of doors, I think 2,400 and something so far. And as I've done that, I've heard similar concerns that Dave has, I'm sure, and that is safety is one of our major concerns, and then economic development, you know, that there's a lot of things that go into that, obviously. But I've also heard that people want someone to represent them that will bring people together, and that will, listen to all voices and work with people. And I think if I'm elected, I'll be a collaborative voice for our community, and we'll work together to create comprehensive solutions to the issues that we face. Because if you look at the 20th district, it can be easily divided. I mean, you can look at geographical differences. There's a north side of the Beltline, there's a south side of the Beltline. We have an aging population, we also have a younger population moving in. We have renters, we have homeowners, we have black, we have white, we have Hispanic. But we have a lot of important things to do, and I don't think we should be wasting any time dividing or playing to people's fears. I think we just need to work together, bring people together to get things done. And if elected, I promise that I will do that. And I will listen to all voices, regardless of background or political persuasion, and we'll get things done. Thank you.
You can hear me. The first set of questions are prepared questions from the Neighborhood Association. First question I'll address to, let's start with Mr. Fair.
Oh, yeah.
First. We'll rotate the order right. of question of mm-hmm. answers. How would you work with constituents, city agencies, and the business community to encourage community-enhancing businesses to locate in vacant commercial properties in District 20?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
We're having difficulty hearing what you're saying.
Do you want?
How would you work with constituents, city agencies, and the business community to encourage community-enhancing businesses to locate in vacant commercial properties in District 20?
Well, actually, as I said in my opening statement, I've been involved with public health efforts, and one of the things public health initiated were community suppers, which now public health doesn't play a huge role. The neighbors are organizing them, and I'm involved in organizing them. And coming out of those community suppers, several committees have formed of local neighbors to make their neighborhood a better place. One of those is an economic development committee, which I'm a part of. And we are in the process, actually, of doing what this question asks. We've identified two goals, very specific goals that we think we can win within the next year. The first is to bring a business to the Meadowood Shopping Center to basically take one of those vacancies away. And the second goal actually just isn't related, it's sort of related, is to improve Toki Middle School's image and to work with them on that. But the first goal, of course, is bringing that business to the neighborhood or to the shopping center. And so what we're planning on doing, we're in the process of doing, is going to the businesses that are already there, talking to them, asking them about what they see as good things in the neighborhood and what's working well for them, and what are concerns that they have as a business in the shopping center. And then the second step is we're going to survey all of our neighbors, the residents, with several questions about their shopping habits. What kind of businesses they'd like to see? Do they go to the neighborhood center, the shopping center? And then our third step after we compile all those that information is to go to the planning department, the economic development department, and take our next steps and get some advice and guidance on how we can attract the business. So I guess to answer the question, I feel like I'm already doing that. I'm working on bringing businesses into the neighborhood. And so if I'm elected alder, I would just use the position to leverage the efforts that are already going on here in the district.
And I want to applaud Matt for the work that he's done. I also will work diligently to bring business development to the area. I will not, however, just limit my efforts to vacant commercial properties in District 20. I think we should pursue business development anywhere that it is a potential, whether it be in District 20 or elsewhere in the city, because we need jobs, we need commercial development, we need business support for our tax base. Madison can no longer afford to lose developments like Epic, who found that the Madison business community environment was too difficult to maneuver and to work with, and therefore they moved their campus to Verona. I'm very concerned about the potential loss of the Hy-Vee grocery store in Westgate Shopping Center. I testified in support of the Hy-Vee grocery store development in the Westgate Shopping Center because it would create 400 jobs, very much needed in our area. I have an extensive history working with individuals, with groups, with businesses in the city, and specifically in District 20. I've been on a neighborhood association board and been promoting business through that as we have our various activities. I have an extensive background in statewide association management with business groups. I've been able to broker agreements with various businesses in the state, and I am no stranger to the operation of the city, county, and state governments, and have testified many times on various subjects. I intend to put together a business coalition, if elected, that will provide businesses the opportunity to talk with me directly anytime, anywhere, to develop business not only in District 20 but citywide.
The current mayor has been in office for 8 years and has a record of initiatives. Name one important initiative that you agree with the mayor on and why, and one initiative that you disagree with the mayor on and why.
Well, I applaud the mayor's support of hiring 30 new police officers after he and the police chief heard from over 700 people at St. Maria Goretti back in 2007. It became obvious, I think, to the mayor as well as the police chief that these issues needed to be addressed. And although reluctantly at first, the mayor did come around and did support the hiring of 30 new officers, and I applaud him for that. I do not, however, agree with the mayor's continued consolidation of resources, building, and development in the isthmus in the central city while ignoring District 20. I recall, for example, when I moved in, when I moved in to the district back in 1971, I was told that the Meadowood Library was going to be renovated and expanded the following year. Now, 40 years later, we still have the same library that we had in 1971. People are moving out of Madison because of growth and development in the central city and not in the areas of District 20 and other areas outside the central isthmus. We can't ignore these, and we can't look at just development in condo projects and light commercial development in downtown Madison while ignoring our area in the southwest side of Madison. It appears that our American dream, which is our neighborhood, has been abandoned, and the density and affordable housing, unaffordable housing in the central city is being developed while we are left to do on our own.
Mr. Baird.
There are a few initiatives that I think the mayor's done a good job on. One of them that I think has been quite successful is the Madison Measures Program. And I don't know how many people are familiar with that, but that's a way that the city can measure things that happen in the city. And it's basically a statistics program, but it goes further than just the normal unemployment and normal demographic statistics. So it's, you know, how quickly is the snowplow getting to your house or to your street? How's the garbage pickup? How many water main breaks have happened on each block in each street? And I think it's been a good thing. I think it's helped departments to be able to look ahead to their next budget and say, well, this is where we need to put our money. This is where maybe we can take some money away, you know, that kind of thing. That and the neighborhood indicators, another, this is getting sort of in the weeds here with statistics and stuff, but I think it's the neighborhood indicators program is also a statistics program to very much identify what neighbors, certain neighborhoods need, mm-hmm. and demographics and statistics, so we can really look at each neighborhood and say, okay, this is where, again, we're going to funnel our money towards. So I think both those programs, while they might not be, to use this word, sexy programs, they're been very informative and helpful. The thing that, you know, I guess I'm not sure it's an initiative, it's maybe a lack thereof, is the mayors and the cities working with the school districts. I've heard the mayor say that they have meetings once a month with the superintendent. The mayor goes to superintendent's meetings, the superintendent comes to the mayor staff meeting. But besides that, that's all I've really heard about. And I think we need to have a much more involved collaboration with the school districts. I think that the department heads should be going to meet with the department heads of the school district and talking about what's going on the ground and sharing information and working together. There's several things that I've been talking about proposing in that I think the city can help the schools become better. Because after all, going back to economic development, schools, having good schools are a major part of growing our economy.
Thank you. The next question, to what degree, is this on?
Yep. Oh.
To what degree should neighborhood plans have an impact on development decisions by the city, and to what extent should neighborhood associations impact development proposals and decisions? Mr. Fair?
Mm-hmm. Well, I moved to Madison 15 years ago. And even when I was in college and not paying a ton of attention to city politics and stuff like that, it was apparent just driving through neighborhoods and things that we have this great, strong tradition of strong neighborhoods in Madison. And I think it's sort of unique. I've lived in other parts of the country, and I don't think there's too many other cities that have the tradition of strong, democratic, local democracy. You know, so we have very strong neighborhoods, and we should keep that value and value that. So I think neighborhood plans are extremely important. A strong, thorough neighborhood plan is good, is definitely a good thing. When it comes to specific proposals, you know, the ideal situation would be for the developer to meet with the neighborhood right away. That would be the ideal situation. That doesn't always happen, as we know. So I think the role of the neighborhood association then, if that is not happening, is to reach out right away to that developer, sit down with them as soon as possible, to get the plans and see what's going on, and then obviously hold public hearings. Because I think if there's that relationship right away and trust is built, you can have a successful project and a successful process, I should say. And that happens sometimes and sometimes it doesn't, but I know in the Midvale Heights neighborhood, we have a very strong neighborhood association and board, and they really expect, and they should expect, that the developer is working with them every step of the way. And you know, I had a meeting with Mark Bieber, the executive director of the Research Park, a few weeks ago, and he was actually, you know, I asked him, well, what should the city do? And he actually turned it around and told him what he thinks other developers should do. And again, he said, it's so important to meet with the neighbors right away, because they can shape the project, and they have the ability to shape that project early on in the process. If it gets to the UDC and to the Planning Commission, at that point, it's sometimes too late, so.
Well, I believe that the neighborhood associations and the neighborhoods have a very, very important role to play. I am concerned that neighborhoods have been encouraged to develop neighborhood plans, and then when development comes into the area, they are pretty much set aside, even though they've been approved by the city council. I think that a good example of that is the development on Seagull Road, where the agronomy building is currently vacated. And I think that there are ongoing discussions between the Neighborhood Association and the developers, and I applaud the efforts of the Midvale Neighborhood Association for doing that. However, I think that the comprehensive plan of the city does not always translate into what's best for the neighborhood. And the neighborhood associations know what's best for the neighborhood. They put together a neighborhood plan, they took the time and the effort to develop that plan, and then to be told that the comprehensive plan of the city would trump that local neighborhood plan is somewhat disheartening. I think that continued work needs to be done to address this. I think that there is a plan in the works. There's an extensive plan zoning code program that is ongoing in the city, and I think that that is designed to address some of these problems. I'm a little skeptical that it will, but I am hopeful that I, if elected, will be able to work with developers and with neighborhoods to make sure that the impact of the neighborhoods is felt at hearings and at public meetings, and that the neighborhoods will have the actual needed input so that they were going to be impacted most directly by the plan, and so therefore they should have the greatest input in the process.
What are the top public safety challenges in District 20, and what are your plans to address these challenges? Dave, I guess I'll call you by your first name, Dave.
Yes, thank you. Well, I believe that Madison and District 20 in particular still have some significant public safety issues that need to be addressed. Chief Noble Ray in a December interview said, "It's clear that Madison continues to see several trends impacting crime levels. Drug addiction, particularly heroin, street gangs, repeat offenders contribute heavily to our crime problems." That was the police chief. In that same article, there was a comparison of the crime in the first 6 months in Madison in 2009 compared to the first 6 months of 2010. The statistics are alarming. Violent crimes increased 19.4%, murder was up 100%, sexual assaults were up 233%, aggravated assaults were up 15.7%, robberies were up 3.8, property crime 5.2, burglaries were up 37.8. The good news is thefts were down by 1.8%. So despite what you hear from the mayor, crime is not down in our city. The facts don't lie. We all need to know that our Southwest precinct is working on those problems, and we know that some of those increases have occurred in District 20. It may be difficult, if not impossible, to add police officers despite these figures. Last year, the police department asked for 20 new officers, and they got none in the budget. I assure you that I will work to protect police, fire, and EMS services, basic services, the core services in our city, and push for increases whenever possible. We should support the development of neighborhood watch programs, because these add the extra added eyes and ears of the citizens to the job that the police are doing to address crime and public safety. An attempt should be made to secure funds for Neighborhood Watch and the development and expansion of that.
Yep, thanks. There's several safety concerns in our neighborhood, there's no question about that. Safety in our homes is an issue that I hear about at the doors. We've had, you know, even though the burglarizing number might be down, I hear many people in the Southwest tell me that they've been burglarized. My house has been broken into as well. So I agree that a neighborhood watch program is something that's important in that, in dealing with that realm. Community policing, you know, I think we have a good relationship, our neighborhoods do, with the police officer. And we need to make sure, and hopefully they'll continue to listen to the neighbors, to come to the neighborhood meetings, and really work with the people who need the help, and that's us on the ground here. I think that we have a growing gang and drug problem, and Dave mentioned this a little bit, that we shouldn't bury our heads, especially the gang issue, we shouldn't put our heads in the sand on. I think it's there and it's real. And so like Dave said, we're gonna be stretched thin on the budget. So I'm not sure we can add police at this time. We'll see how that goes, but more emphasis into gang task force I think is important, because it's something that I know, just talking to teachers and things, it is there, and we shouldn't pretend it's not. But overall, I think we need to have a comprehensive solution to dealing with safety. And again, I think that's starting to happen. There's definitely adding more police, and the current alder deserves credit for working to do that. But it goes beyond that as well. Neighborhood centers, which we now have one here in Meadowood, we need to make sure we continue to fund those. We need to work closely with the school district again to make sure that COPS program is continuing and maybe enhanced. We need to work with landlords to make sure that they're screening tenants properly, that kind of thing. And then community building, coming together. All these groups that are happening, I think, are the eyes and ears on the ground. When people have ownership in their neighborhood and feel a part of it, they're going to be less likely to commit crime.
Thank you. How will you work with other city council members, the mayor, department heads, and your constituents to move District 20 initiatives forward? Matt, again?
I think I'll continue to work in the fashion that I've already, that I work currently, and that's just bringing people together, listening to all sides. As far as if I'm elected to the council, it's about creating relationships. You need to be able to work with your council members. You need to build coalitions. So when the time comes that you want something to be passed and you need 11 votes, you need to be able to go to somebody and say, hey, look, and talk to them because you've had a relationship with them and get the votes that you need to get it passed, to bring the changes to the district that we need. So that's probably most important, is building relationships. And that goes to the mayor's office and city staff members as well. And then, of course, with the neighborhoods. I mean, I fully expect I'll be coming to all the neighborhood meetings and hopefully continue with some of the little committees that I'm on. I'll probably be stretched thin, so I'm not sure if I'll stick with all of those. But and then responding to neighborhood's concerns. And then being the alder and going to the department people and asking the questions and finding out the information that I'm hearing, back from my constituents. But again, you have to have trust and you have to have relationships to get things done. That's extremely important.
Dave?
Well, I agree completely with Matt that we have to have relationships with all of the entities within city government, whether it be committees, agency heads, commissions, the council, or the mayor. I want to develop those relationships and paths of communication through my neighbors and through my neighborhoods. I think that the neighborhoods are a very valuable resource in making things happen at the city level. That's one of the reasons why I almost served 3 years on the neighborhood board in Meadowood. I've testified in support of 30 new police officers. I've testified on the chronic nuisance ordinance, both of which passed. I testified, as I said before, in support of the Hy-Vee grocery store to create jobs. I'm no stranger to being a part of city government, whether elected to the council or not. I've been there. I've walked a mile in the shoes of those people who have gone before me and testified on behalf of things that they felt were important. I'm an effective communicator, and being a good communicator means that you have to be a good listener. Someone who's open-minded, listens to all points of view before making a decision. I pride myself in being one of those people and not taking a preconceived position on anything before I get all the facts, have all of the information that's necessary, and then make a decision. I want to hear from my constituents rather than others who have vested interests in the decision-making that's going on at the City Council. I don't want to hear from special interests when it's going to negatively impact the city and specifically District 20. I will serve my constituents and only you more than anyone else.
No, I already answered that question, right?
If elected, how would you communicate with and be involved in District 20 constituents during your term of office? This is Dave.
I intend to use every avenue possible in terms of communication to hear both from the constituents and to share information with my constituents. As a mass communications graduate, I've learned that you have to use every possible means of communication. And we all know that there's a lot of new modes of communication. I will use email, I will use snail mail, I will use texting, I will actually use things such as newsletters and websites, which are a little more common, blogs, and even tweets. And I'm not sure I exactly understand tweeting, but I'm going to find out.
No, I don't either.
All of those venues are available and need to be used to reach constituents and have the constituents reach me. I will make myself available to constituents when necessary at public meetings, similar to the meeting that our current alder had provided for the addressing of crime and public safety issues in District 20. If needed, I will call such a meeting. I will respond to constituents as quickly as possible, but I pledge to you today that within 36 to 48 hours, I will return every inquiry to any of the constituents in this room. I will always answer every question. I won't always have the answer. I must tell you that an alder has to be an expert in a lot of different areas, and I don't expect to have all the answers, but I know that I can get those answers from the various areas of the city and the agencies and get back to you within 36 to 48 hours. I no longer am working full-time, so I have the time to give to this job, which is more than a full-time job. You can ask our current alder if you wish in regards to how much time is needed to address the problems in the district.
Well, I'm not sure I can guarantee that I'll get a hold of you in 36 to 48 hours, but it'll be quick. But if I guarantee anything, then as soon as I don't, then I'll hear about it. But I certainly would respond, whether it's via email or text or tweets or whatever, or phone calls as soon as I can. So I would communicate with neighbors in, you know, all the ways that Dave talked about. I think face-to-face stuff is extremely important, so being at neighborhood meetings and hearings and that kind of thing is something that I will pride myself on doing. As far as just communicating in general, something I just want to quickly tell you a story. I was at a door the other day on a person on Barton Road, or was it Bartlett? I don't remember which one. And I got to the door, and he came out, and he was very happy to talk, which sometimes always isn't the case. And we got into a little conversation about city stuff, and then, of course, like, the attention went to what's going on in the Capitol, which a lot of people have on our minds. And it became evident very quickly that we were disagreeing. And we got into a nice 10-minute, 15-minute, sometimes heated conversation, but always respectful. And at the end, and to the point where he was like pointing at me, you know, but it was all good. And at the end, we shook hands, we slapped each other on the back, and I walked away thinking, this is why I like this job, or I would like to have this job, or at least just right now I like talking to people. So I really actually liked communicating and like the back and forth of policy and of ideas and stuff like that. So I look forward to that. I kind of actually reach out to that. So whether you are calling me to complain or you're calling me to praise, which is good too, I look forward to that kind of conversation. So I don't know if that guy will vote for me, so Dave, if you want to check out Barton, you might have somebody there. But I know that I will represent him, and regardless of what he believes.
Thank you. There'll be a short break now before we start asking the questions from the audience.
Yeah, about 5 minutes.